So we're going to kind of jump out. Let's use Breitbart as our starting point. Election live wire, battle of the Erics in Missouri. Arizona tests the MAGA impeachment. Backers face fate. So obviously the deck has been set in what the news media, right, left, and supposed center, if there is one, will be taking from last night's elections. Everybody really has their eye on Arizona. That is the state that has the biggest turn in election. I mean, Washington State, with that guy Joe Kent, he doesn't look like he's going to make it out of the primary because he's just too radical for that state. Kansas, obviously the big one when it comes to the pro-life movement. Very disappointing result in that regard, but it doesn't shock me because the left is, and the forces that wish to murder babies is always going to move faster than us, especially when they feel like they're on the defense. So in Missouri, let's talk about Missouri first. In Missouri, former Governor Eric Greitens, whatever his name is, faces off against Attorney General Eric Schmidt, and it looks like Eric Schmidt is the winner in that regard for the GOP senatorial seat, or at least to represent the GOP in the senatorial race in November. But it looks like, Eric Schmidt did win the primary. We'll see how that goes and shapes up for the November election. I don't think that's a big deal. I don't think that's a really impactful seat. I think he'll win that. Good for him, whatever. He portrayed himself as the MAGA candidate, the first candidate nationwide to pledge to oppose Mitch McConnell no matter what if elected. His anti-establishment aggression has drawn fierce opposition from others and blah, blah, blah. Who cares? The funniest thing about the Missouri primary is that on Monday, you had President Trump come out and say he supports Eric. And that was it. He supported Eric. And everybody said, well, you have Eric Greitens and Eric Schmidt. Which Eric do you support? And Trump's team was like, it stands for itself. So nobody knew who Trump was endorsing because he just endorsed Eric, which was kind of peak Trump setting stuff ablaze and throwing stuff on the... throwing gasoline on the fire. Typical Trump. Awesome. But that was not as impactful. It's a senatorial seat. It's a red state. Most likely it's going to be a red state to win it. Arizona is where everybody put their eyes towards. Arizona and Kansas. We'll talk about Kansas more in the bottom of the second hour when we talk about abortion and how Joe Biden is weaponizing the DOJ and the article from Alexandria DeSantis. But in Arizona, that was really the most MAGA-centric state in the primaries. You had Carrie Lake, who, former news personality, been very fiercely MAGA, very outspoken. I've heard her speak a couple times. She's been on places like Fearless with Jason Whitlock. I mean, she's not fantastic, but she's okay. She's a person that wants to be a governor, so good for her. You have some people, like Election Wizard, called the race 2 hours ago, saying that she won. You have other people saying, yeah, it's too close yet. Places like Decision Desk have not made a ruling. The AP has this headline, Lake Robinson in tight GOP primary in Arizona. And this was 22 minutes ago, which means that's how afraid they are of somebody like Carrie Lake, which if they're that afraid of her in that regard, that they're going to jump over every single hoop to get the establishment rhino, the seat over her, I think she should get a shot then. So it's just a little bit here from the AP. Former President Trump backed Carrie Lake, who walked away from her nearly 3-decade career in television and embraced his quote unquote, according to the AP, lies about the 2020 election. She faces Karen Taylor Robson, who was backed by pretty much Mike Pence. So this was why everybody kind of focused their attention on Arizona. You had the Trump v. Pence candidates going at it. As of right now, they say the race is too close to call. You have other people saying that it's already been called. The place I like to use, Decision Desk, even though they're kind of left-leaning. 7 hours ago, they had Kerry Lake at 45%, 45%, 45.44%, and they had Robson at 45.11%. So nobody knows, because this whole thing is just being set up to ensure that the more milquetoast, I guess you could say, of the two gets the spot. I wonder why the legacy media and Trump, I'm sorry, and Pence and all these people want that. As the midterm primary season enters its final stretch this month, Arizona races are poised to provide important clues about the GOP's direction. At least this is what the Associated Press says. Victories by Trump-backed candidates could provide former President Trump with allies who hold sway over the administration of elections he considers another bid. The former president endorsed the campaign for a slate of contenders, yada, yada, yada. I don't really care about any of this. I do know that the senator in the GOP race won his primary last night. So that's good for him. Blake Masters, I believe, is his name. Blake Masters won his nomination. So now he will be facing off against, I think it's Mark Kelly. Mark Kelly, he will be facing off against in that race. And Mark Kelly just slid in there because they were stealing the state anyway. So they just kind of threw Mark Kelly in there as well. Mark Kelly has been surprisingly quiet for the time he's been in office. He has been surprisingly quiet. Also, you had Abe Habedin. He won his primary for the Attorney General of Arizona. So all the Trump, at least two out of the three Trump candidates, and you have different places calling the race for Kerry Lake. The fact that it is taking this long to call Kerry Lake means that she probably did win. They're just trying to stretch it out